conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome to the program, The Core of Action. In this program, we discuss the essence of intention, which is considered the basis of action. The significance of intention is evident from the hadith stating that the reward of an action depends upon one's intention. My dear viewers, in this episode, we will hear about the good intentions behind acquiring Islamic knowledge. Furthermore, we'll explore the virtues of seeking Islamic knowledge, its numerous benefits, and the positive impact it has on society. Stay tuned for an enlightening discussion ahead. Before we start today's topic, let's take a moment to reflect on the virtues of sending durood upon the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "The person who sincerely and lovingly recites durood upon me 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening, Allah's mercy is certain to forgive his sins of that day and night." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, the importance of acquiring Islamic knowledge cannot be overlooked. Knowledge, alongside with piety, distinguishes people from one another. Islamic knowledge fosters consciousness and awareness in individuals and equips them to navigate life's challenges wisely. There's a stark contrast between someone who is well-versed in Islamic teaching and someone who is ignorant of them. The progress of any society depends on the spreading of Islamic knowledge as it cultivates consciousness and moral values in the young generation. When individuals learn Islamic knowledge, they gain insights into religious teachings. It enables them to practice their faith more authentically. True adherence to Islam can be achieved through understanding its principles. If we explore the lives of our pious predecessors, we find a profound zeal of acquiring Islamic knowledge. The respected companions of the Holy Prophet were particularly eager to learn, often seizing any opportunity. Some holy companions even established a rotation system and ensured that there was always someone present in the Prophet's company to absorb knowledge, while the others attended to their daily duties. Their dedication was so intense that some companions dedicated their entire lives to the pursuit of Islamic knowledge. Likewise, reading the biographies of our pious predecessors revealed their deep commitment to learning Islamic knowledge. Take Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi as an example. He embarked on a journey for Islamic knowledge at a young age, leaving his home. Their passion for Islamic knowledge led them to make numerous sacrifices, enduring poverty and hardship along the way. Contrastingly, in our era, acquiring Islamic knowledge has become remarkably convenient. Despite the accessibility, many of us neglect this pursuit. We prioritize enhancing our worldly affairs and businesses while overlooking the importance of Islamic knowledge. This negligence has contributed to a rise in sinful actions, as ignorance leads us to transgress without realizing the gravity of our deeds. Therefore, embracing Islamic knowledge remains the most potent and effective means to counteract such behaviors. In today's episode, we'll explore not only the virtues and advantages of Islamic knowledge, but also discuss the good intentions behind seeking it. Make the intention to seek Islamic knowledge and reap many of its benefits and virtues. My dear viewers, addressing the prevailing issues of misconduct in our society, the most effective remedy lies in acquiring and spreading Islamic knowledge. Our religion emphasizes the significance of knowledge and provides clear guidance on its pursuit. Numerous ahadiths convey the virtues of seeking Islamic knowledge. Let's listen to 3 of these ahadiths, reflect on the importance of Islamic knowledge, and strive to acquire it. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, "The person who leaves his home in pursuit of knowledge remains in the path of Allah Almighty until he returns." In another hadith, it is stated, the person who learns even a single 2, 3, 4, or 5 words regarding the fara'id said by Allah Almighty, commits them to memory, and then imparts this knowledge to others, will enter paradise. It is stated, on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will resurrect people and then separate scholars, saying to them, O group of scholars, I know you, and thus I bestowed knowledge upon you from my court, not to burden you with punishment. Go forth, for I have forgiven you. My dear viewers, we've learned that attaining Islamic knowledge pleases Allah Almighty. It's a pathway to forgiveness, salvation, and the guarantee of paradise. The excellence of Islamic knowledge is profound. Knowledge is a symbol of elevation, a cornerstone of successful and fulfilling life. This is the knowledge derived from the Holy Quran and Hadith, and it beautifies both our present existence and the hereafter. It is a source of salvation, praised in both the Holy Quran and the Hadith, and attention is consistently drawn to its significance. Knowledge is the inheritance of Prophets alayhim as-salam. It is a path leading to closeness to the Lord. It's the wellspring from which guidance flows. Knowledge serves as a shield against sins. It fosters a profound reverence for Allah Almighty. It is a key to earning respect in both worlds. Knowledge breathes life into the hearts that were once lifeless. It safeguards faith from harm. It's a mean to garner love from the Creator's creations. Indeed, knowledge is a compound of numerous virtues. It encompasses both the spiritual and material realm. It offers comfort and satisfaction, pleasure and relief. Therefore, wise is the one who attains Islamic knowledge, preparing diligently for the hereafter. Sadly, the value of Islamic knowledge has diminished in our hearts. Many in our society lack interest in acquiring it, neglecting its teachings for themselves and their children. While they prioritize worldly sciences and arts for their children's future, religious education is often overlooked, neglecting their spiritual enrichment and the beautification of the hereafter. My dear viewers, make the intention that by acquiring Islamic knowledge, we'll benefit from its teachings and undergo personal reform. My dear viewers, while it is crucial to acquire Islamic knowledge, it is equally important to put that knowledge into practice. The Holy Prophet ﷺ sought refuge from knowledge that isn't beneficial. The essence of knowledge lies in action. One should not only seek knowledge, but also derive benefits from it by implementing it. Whenever we pray to Allah Almighty for knowledge, it should be for beneficial knowledge. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, in his supplication, sought beneficial knowledge and sought refuge from knowledge that does not benefit. Let's listen to the following. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha' wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min du'ain la yusma'. O Allah Almighty, I seek refuge with you from knowledge that does not benefit, from a heart that does not embrace humility, from nafs that is not content, and from supplications that go unanswered. Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi interprets the supplication of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, saying that when seeking refuge from knowledge that does not benefit and a heart that lacks humility, it implies that beneficial knowledge fosters humility. Such knowledge deeply affects the heart, instilling recognition of Allah Almighty, fear, reverence, and love. As these qualities develop, humility naturally arises, guiding all actions and behaviors towards humility. From this, we learn that valuable knowledge leads to salvation, which is achievable only through its application. Islamic knowledge serves as a path to success and prosperity. Even individuals of high worldly stature often fail to attain the honor and respect readily achieved by seekers of knowledge. Therefore, it is imperative to acquire Islamic knowledge and ensure that our children receive it for their wholesome development. Set the intention to share the knowledge you acquire with others. My dear viewers, just as there are blessings in acquiring Islamic knowledge and acting upon it, there are also numerous benefits in sharing this knowledge with others. Even after a person passes away, if others continue to act upon the Islamic knowledge that he imparted, he will continue to receive rewards. it is crucial to remember that only good deeds will be of benefit after death. Material wealth and worldly status remain behind. None of these accompany us to the grave. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person passes away, his deeds come to an end, but three deeds persist: continuous acts of charity, beneficial knowledge shared, and righteous offspring who pray for them. From this hadith, we learn that just as acquiring Islamic knowledge yields reward, sharing that knowledge through teachings or writing ensures continued rewards even after death. Teaching Islamic knowledge is a form of ongoing charity. Therefore, strive to acquire essential religious knowledge to understand Islamic teachings and follow them. Moreover, endeavor to pass on what you learn to fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. My dear viewers, set your intention to seek the company of esteemed scholars and gather the blessings of Islamic knowledge from their wisdom and guidance. My dear viewers, one remarkable source of acquiring Islamic knowledge is by visiting esteemed scholars and learning from their wisdom. Sitting in the company of such scholars blesses individuals with passion to adhere to religious practices. It also provides an opportunity to seek guidance on personal matters. Islamic scholars hold a valued position owing to their profound knowledge. Interacting with them instills a reverence for the Lord and inspires individuals to engage in righteous deeds. Furthermore, there are numerous additional benefits to attending gatherings of Islamic scholars. Faqih Abu Lays Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayh emphasizes 7 such advantages even if one does not directly benefit from the scholar's teachings. First, by remaining in the scholar's presence, an individual is shielded from sin. Second, they are considered a student. Third, they are reaping the reward of seeking knowledge. Fourth, they receive the blessings of divine mercy that descend upon gatherings of knowledge. Fifth, they engage in act of worship simply by listening to the words of wisdom. Sixth, when faced with a challenging concept from these Islamic scholars, if one struggles to comprehend it, his humility grows and he is counted among those with a regretful heart. Seventh, they gain insight into the respect afforded to knowledge and scholars, contrasting with the disgrace of ignorance and sin. Furthermore, it is essential to endorse the respect and status of Islamic scholar. In today's era, the upkeep of our faith and belief is increasingly challenging. Sadly, a prevalent issue is the unjustified criticism directed at Islamic scholars. We must exercise caution in this matter, as such behavior not only undermines faith, but also deteriorates it. Set your intentions to participate in gatherings of knowledgeable individuals while following the path of righteous predecessors. My dear viewers, we should take inspiration from the lives of our pious predecessors. They made it a practice to attend gatherings of knowledge wherever they found them. If we study the lives of the Holy Companions, we discover that whenever they had the opportunity, they would gather at Masjid Nabawi and engage in either in learning or in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Once, the Holy Prophet arrived at Masjid Nabawi and noticed 2 groups of companions. One was engaged in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, while the other was busy seeking knowledge. The Holy Prophet favored the group engaged in seeking knowledge. The Holy Companions would often attend their sessions to learn from the Holy Prophet himself. Similarly, after the passing of the Holy Prophet, the Holy Companions continued the tradition of holding sessions of Islamic knowledge. People would gather to learn from them. This practice persisted over time, with sincere individuals traveling to different cities to attend sessions with Islamic scholars. My dear viewers, we should also follow the example set by these pious predecessors. May Allah Almighty instill in us a love for knowledge and enable us to attend gatherings of learning. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make the intention that whenever you attend a session of knowledge, you will ensure to adhere to the etiquettes of such gatherings. My dear viewers, Allah Almighty has outlined the etiquettes of knowledge sessions in the Holy Quran, as it is stated,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَصَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْصَحُوا يَفْصَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا قِيلَ انشُزُوا فَانشُزُوا يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. O you who believe, when it is said to you, make room in gatherings, then make room. Allah will make room for you. And when it is said, rise, then rise. Allah will raise the ranks of those who believe among you and those who were granted knowledge. And Allah is aware of all that you do. From the context of this Quranic verse, we also learn that accommodating and honoring virtuous individuals is not only permissible, but also in accordance with the Sunnah. Such reverence should be extended to the masajid as well. In numerous ahadiths, we're instructed to demonstrate reverence towards religious leaders and educators, because those who honor Islamic scholars and elders are truly blessed, while those who mock them under the guise of freedom endanger their own hereafter. My dear viewers, in today's episode, we explore points of wisdom shedding light on the blessings of Islamic knowledge, the significance of visiting Islamic scholars and shuyukh, the importance of respecting them, and the etiquette involved in attending programs where Islamic knowledge is acquired. May Allah Almighty enable us to learn Islamic knowledge, understand it, and act upon it. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Intentions pure, it's unholy for his sake.